It is indeed, and something that I would have been tracking even from the 2019 to most recent mandate. So I was really delighted to be appointed by my delegation at Senegal and confirmed by my EPP group that I'll be one of many of the EPP group sitting, making sure voices of farmers are being heard. And as you rightly pointed out, in preparation of our next common agricultural policy and legislation changes that in some cases, I know farmers listening, we need to slow down, not have as much legislation come out restricting their work, but also ensuring that administration and other policies make their life easier. So stop changing the goalposts, have a very clear plan in place. And that's what I aim to do for these next 5 years sitting on the Agriculture Committee.
Do you believe we are going to see substantial change to CAP and perhaps change that more centrally recognises the importance of agriculture in Ireland and the uniqueness of agriculture in Ireland over the course of that period?
Yeah, I mean, this week alone in the European Parliament, this is yesterday was our first day in this new mandate, and food security was being discussed in various rooms. And that's really important. It's a very telling sign. We have an influx across the world when you look at the multiple wars going on, when you look at poverty and famine being experienced and being lived through by countries in Africa. And it's incredibly important that we're not just looking to feed our own across Europe, but also across the world. And we've been doing it for generations. But ultimately, what comes down to what I think your question is leading into is the fact that farmers right now and for generations haven't been paid the money that they need in order to survive in their own lands, but yet are providing food to thousands of others. So we need to balance that. We need to right that wrong. And for me, it's about ensuring that we consistently push to the likes of prime ministers across our country, our Taoiseach included, the likes of our commission and council, the likes of other parliamentarians that I work with here in the European Parliament, that we do not renege on the need for farmers to get paid for the work that they're doing in putting food on the table for those thousands of people, millions of people, really. So it's about putting that pressure on and ensuring that pressure doesn't alleviate at any point. And it's also about making sure we're doing smart things right. You know, in these past 5 years, speaking with farmers, particularly in the last 6 months of this campaign, you know, there's been a lot of low-hanging fruit that we can get right. So water quality in terms of running better pilot projects, making sure water's correct so that we don't have the pressure of further derogation talks. It's about making sure upland and lowland farms can still farm and that we're not paying farmers to voluntarily offer up their lands when they want to farm, be it in a part-time or full-time capacity. When you look at farm safety or succession planning, when you look at the farming mental health, I'm a big champion of the work that Embrace Farm do. I was at their Remembrance Mass quite recently, 40 additional more lives being honoured at that Mass that's held every year for farmers who've been lost their lives or who've been impacted from a farm accident. So there's a lot of things within the agriculture sector that we need to get right. And all of those elements, along with additional support in place in terms of financial and policy clarity, is what I'll be certainly shouting from the rooftops in this committee.